something, a separate building, or something built onto the house for a little building for utility implements and things.
Tool shed, utility room.
Now, before they had indoor plumbing, they had
outhouses.
Now, any other jocular expressions for that? Or
my grandmother called it the garden house.
Is that right? I have that down here.
Bill's grandmother, family called it the little house.
That's good, the garden house.
My grandmother called it the garden house, and she had roses growing over it.
That's good. Someone's telling you his problems, and you might say, I have my troubles, my own troubles.
I have my own troubles.
Right. And someone says about talking about a word, and might say, "Did you have you ever that
heard that?"
You say, "Yes, I
heard it."
Or
I have heard it.
Yeah. Okay. And someone says, "Have you talking about seeing someone today?"
I have not seen her.
And what about the use of ain't in your own?
I had a hard time with ain't because I started it probably in junior high as a cute thing to say,
mm-hmm.
and I had a hard time breaking myself.
I see. But I mean, as a small child, it wasn't.
No, it was something the health used that we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of thing. But then I went through this cute period where I picked up many lovely expressions that I haven't had a horrible time.
Do you know the expression empty? Wanting to know if you might say to confirm something, are you going, and something you might put on the end of the sentence. Are you going empty?
No.
That isn't at all familiar. Someone asks about doing something. You say all the time.
Yes, I do that all the time.
All right. He
does it all the time.
And then you might ask someone else about him. You say,
did he do this? Does he or did he? Or
yeah, does he what? That's it. The whole thing there. Does he? Does he?
Mow his own grass.
Well, using do it in that sense.
Oh, does he do it?
Yeah. And you say, yes, he...
Uh-huh, he does it. Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And say, a person who doesn't take care of what he... watch out for what he's supposed to be doing. You might say, he does.
He doesn't look...
Yeah. If he is unconcerned about it, you might say he does.
He doesn't care about anything.
All right. And if you wanted to, you want to confirm something that someone else has said, you might say, you don't think so.
Do you?
That's another place you might use him.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not certain about something, you might say, I'm not.
I'm not sure. Half the time. The rest of the time I would say certain.
All right. This was more for sure as opposed to for sure. I'm not for
never
sure.
Never for sure.
Have you spoken to so-and-so? You'd say, I talking to him when you came over.
I was talking to him.
Uh-huh. You.
We're talking to.
And then talk about thinking about something. You say all day long, I
was thinking about you.
I have been,
okay.
Yeah. And someone does something